Blog Talk Radio.
Employment and opportunities at a small business. And the reason we're talking about this is because we have high unemployment. And just like clothing styles repeat themselves, so does employment opportunities. No matter what business you're in, if you're selling something yourself, we have to come, full circle back to the small businessman. This has made it a more even playing field, giving more people the opportunity to work. To cut expenses, companies are hiring people to work from home. And in their own home office. You can be creative and create your own job as well. People who should, okay. The reason we're talking about this is because we are dealing with a situation where it's high unemployment. The thing is that there are opportunities out there. It's just a matter of taking those opportunities and making them and creating them into an opportunity for yourself. And let me tell you a little bit about what happens to me today and why, when we think about it, people with a small business, no matter what business, need a smartphone today. Because when IT set up my computer so I can get on my home screen to do the show, I couldn't get it to go up. So what I was able to do, because I have a smartphone, is call into my show, then go into the web browser and open up my home screen so that I'm able to talk to you the same way as I would be doing as if I was on my computer and on my phone, only I'm doing all of it from one place, and that's on my cell phone. Now, and guess what? Instead of me taking my computer in to get fixed at Office Depot or Home Depot, I happen to have someone that's coming over this morning to look at my computer and help me find out why when it's going into the script, it's not loading the files, and it's not opening up my screen so I can use my computer. So that's one avenue that you can look at as a job opportunity. Another avenue is, guess what? The same way that when years ago people would hire someone to work in an office doing telemarketing, what they do today, they have specific software that they can put on a computer, give you the computer to work from home, and then redirect all the calls into your home. Well, guess what? Because you're working from your home, you get tax breaks when you fill out your income tax at the end of the year. So that's one good thing about it. Think about it. You know, if you are working for someone else, they take the money out and they send it to the IRS up front. And depending on how many deductions you take, whether it's for yourself, someone else, or how many people in the household, then at the end of the year, you're getting money back. But if you have, if it's not enough to take it out, you're paying it back in. Well, you know, guess what? If you don't make a lot of money and you're paying it up front and then you're getting a lot of money back at the end of the year, when you work from home and you don't have to pay that money in until the end of the year. So depending on what you make determines how much you have to pay. If you make below a certain amount, then guess what? You don't have to pay anything in. So that's a good secretary in an office. But many people are solopreneurs, so what they do is they don't need a lot of work done, but they may need someone for 10 or maybe 15 hours, anywhere from 5 to 15 hours. Well, if you have two or three people that you're contracted with, just the same like when you were in an office working, especially in a law office where you may be working with two, maybe as many as 10 different lawyers, well, why not have each of them pay you separately? That way you can turn around and make more money, and at the same time, you're working from home. So there are advantages that you can think about in how you can utilize all of the things that can help you to have a successful business today. And there are other things, too. There are businesses, there are companies starting up, but rather than hiring salespeople and charging a high premium for their products, what they're doing is they're doing it through network marketing or relationship marketing. What that means is they're marketing through word of mouth. So they don't have to worry about advertising their products to them on TV or through ads that stream into your phone. So there's so many different ways that you could market yourself today, and social media is one of them. That is the neat thing about technology. You can sell to people around the world. You can recruit other people who are interested in your product as a distributor or a customer around the world. So it has given you so many different options today when you look at all of the opportunities that are available to you and how you can utilize all of the things that are out there. And think about all of the things that you do today that can really help you grow as an individual. And think about all of the things that you've been able to do that can really help you to grow. And think about how you can build a business today just by doing the things that you know you can do on an ongoing basis. And here's another option. Think about it. If you're into health and wellness and you have certain products that you use, those products you can earn a commission on if you know someone else who would also be interested in using the same products you are. If they're sold out of a store, that store makes a profit off of the sale, because guess what? From the manufacturer, it goes through the middleman in store. So there's three people making money off of it. So, and then the price increases when it goes, by the time you buy it. But if you're buying it directly from the manufacturer, then you can make that commission yourself. That is why network marketing is a good way to go, because not only are you in business for yourself, but you're not truly by yourself, because you have a support system built in by the company themselves and the people who are your upline, because if they're trained correctly in how to build their business, and they teach you how to build a successful business, then you too grow a business. And we just don't realize just how important it is to understand what is happening in today's marketplace, how to utilize all of these things that are available to you and take them to the next level. So think about this. Think about how you can grow a business today and grow it in a way that can help you expand on your business, expand in the way that can help you increase your income. And here's another thing to consider. there are people out there who have their own business, and they need help selling their product. So if you are someone who utilizes their product and you know and what you want to help them build or make sales, then you can earn commission off of those sales. Think about the possibilities and all the options available to you today in growing a business and growing your income. These are some of the things to consider when looking at building a successful business today. The thing is that the millennial generation, they grew up during the era of Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Mark Zuckerberg. Just look at what Mark Zuckerberg was able to do simply because he knew how to write the code. And because he understood how to write the code, he was able to develop a website called Facebook that started out initially as a way for college students in different cities and different parts of the country to communicate with each other, to get to know each other, to network with one another. And in his growth from just being an avenue for people in college to communicate with each other, but a way for businesses to connect with their customers. And in connecting with their customers, then they are able to build a relationship. Because that is how business works today. If you build a relationship with someone, then because they know you and they respect you, then when you recommend something to them, they will take a serious look at it. So why not look for opportunities that can help you increase your income and give you the opportunity to earn an income? And not only are there affiliate programs and that there's relationship marketing, but there's also other options available to you as well. It's just a matter of being able to recognize and remember, what is it that you have a passion for? Because while you are building a business around your passion, why not look for other companies who need affiliates or for distributors to help them market their products, because guess what? That is creating for you a multiple streams of income. Creating multiple streams of income today is the best way to build your business, because guess what? Not everything is going to be consistent and have a steady income. So if you have multiple streams of income, then you have multiple ways of earning an income so that you do not fall or lose a source of income, especially in today's marketplace. This is something we need to consider and look at as an option and think about how you can help yourself grow that business, and also how you can do the things that can really help you expand and integrate your business for the future. We don't always think about all of the things that we can do to help each other. So what we need to do is think of ways that we understand how to build a business in today's marketplace. This is the one thing that I think a lot of people have trouble with, is understanding how to build a business, how to think like an entrepreneur. And that is what it is. It's a mindset, because the real issue is that in the educational field, they're not teaching you how to be an entrepreneur. They're teaching you how to go out and get a job. Think about it. When the United States or when any country was being populated, most of the land, it was farmland. So you worked the farm, whether it was your own or you worked for someone else. The cattle ranch had cowboys. They lived under the stars. They communed with nature. They did a lot of physical work. Today, technology has made that a different world, because guess what? You have today is farming, whereas majority of the people did farming years ago, only 1% of the population is in farming today, because technology and manufacturing, all of that has been mechanized so that everything today is done in such a precision that they don't need as many people. So the only other option is to look at self-employment. And what I'm going to do is tell you a story, and I've told this story many a times, and I think it really plays out well here right now. And that story is about how the workplace has totally changed, because what we forget is that the workplace does change consistently. When back in the early part of the 20th century, when a lot of Europeans were coming over to the United States, what happened? They all brought their skills with them. They were tradesmen. What they did was they took their wares, whereas in the home country, they would put their wares on push carts and go from home to home. When they came to the United States, they took their wares and they put them on push carts, and they stood on street corners, and they would sell their wares that way. And they made a very good living. But one thing that the tradesmen did was they made sure that their children got an education. And the first generation born in this country, many of them went because they believed in their country, they believed in freedom. They fought in World War II. And then when they came home, it was also around the time of the growth of the corporate environment. And what happened then was you saw many people who went to work for the corporation, worked their way up into management, into top management, and then after 25 years, they would reach retirement age. And when they reached retirement age, they were given a party and a gold watch, and they were sent off to enjoy their life. Well, when you think about it, at the cost of living then was such that they could enjoy their life and what they had. But when you look at what's going on today, a lot of these things have changed. So how are you going to adapt to this and make it different and make it work for you? And a lot of the things that went on then don't work today. But remember, the children of the first generation born in this country, they were known as the baby boomer generation. They were born after World War II, starting in 1946. Many of them, when they entered the workforce, they entered it with the idea that they were going to do and follow in their father's footsteps in the corporate environment and in the corporation. Well, many of them, as they were working their way up through the corporate environment, up into management level positions, women hit the glass ceiling. They were not allowed to go much further than certain levels of management. It took a lot of protests and a lot of wars for people to be able to have those same opportunities. But also what was happening was that this was also an era of merging between corporations, so they had 2 to 3 to 4 people handling the same job. So you saw a lot of cutbacks. So that what was happening was a lot of people, when they were reaching a certain level of income, the corporations were pink slipping them and telling them they had 6 weeks, they would have a severance pay of 6 months. And during that time, they could look for other employment. They were given the opportunity to think whether they were interested in self-employment. This was also the same time of the era of the Y2K, when you saw a lot of things going on between the the overpricing of the dot-com era. And then what? And so a lot. So that was the beginning of the downsizing and the beginning of the self-employment. And the millennial generation have had an easier time of adapting simply because they understand how to utilize what is happening and the technology. So unless everyone else gets to that point where they can understand how to utilize technology and how to make it all work for them, then they're going to be left by the wayside. So what I want to tell you about is that at Career Performance Institute, we offer coaching where we teach you how to find your passion, how to build it into an income, and how to grow your business using the technology available, the social media available, and think of all the opportunities that you are able to accomplish, and the fact that you can have tax breaks just from working from home. And consider these things as part of what you need to look at when it comes to an income today, because there are options. It's just a matter of learning how to do the things that you truly want to do. And what it also, remember, because we have the technology and the internet, we are truly a global economy today. We do business internationally. And if you can reach the people you need to reach internationally, then it is going to help you to grow your business and expand it. And also, here are some things to consider. One thing you got to be is when you are looking at a business or a service, make sure that you research and make sure that these people are truly on the up and up, because there are a lot of people who call themselves internet marketers that are just scamming you looking for a short-term income and not looking at the long term, because guess what? If you, sooner or later, when they have scammed enough people, people will write that information on sites where it gets picked up by Google. And that when you want to consider having a business and you need to consider having a good reputation, then there are options that you can do, like writing articles and looking at search engine optimization, because today, whether you have a brick-and-mortar store, you also have to consider e-commerce. Many stores, because they're in strip malls and they don't have a budget for advertising using the television or radio because it's too expensive, then what they end up doing is they're looking at options where they have to go to social media to promote themselves. And think about it. If you're on Facebook, then you can put on a fan page or a like page where you have other people join you on your site and they can help promote your business. They can help you get the word out about your services. So you want to be aware of how important it is to have a good reputation when it comes to the internet today and growing your business today, considering all of the things that will help you be around long term, because if you have a poor reputation, it may make you a lot of money in the short term, but guess what? Once it gets around that what you are doing is a scam, then guess what's going to happen? These people are going to turn around and they are going to make sure that it be known how you are scamming, and then it's going to it's going to ruin your reputation. And I remember I happened to have purchased a service from a Max Stigmeyer, and I was supposed to get a follow-up email from them notifying me on what was going to happen. I never got it. Then Digital River is the company that they were running their processing their payments through, and they allowed you to send them an email requesting a refund or whatever else. Well, I never got a response from them, and then I kept sending several more emails. I finally went on the internet and I found their phone number. Well, guess what? They keep telling me, you've got to keep sending an email. Well, guess what? I turned around and I went on the FBI's website and I filed a report for internet fraud. And I happened to find a Matt Stigmeyer on Facebook, and I sent him a message to let him know that I had been requesting a refund, and that if I didn't get any response for him or any restitution on my problem, that I would go and write things on the internet to let people know what a scam he's running. Well, do you know that he was turning it around on me and accusing me of threatening him simply because all I was doing was letting him know what I planned to do if I didn't get restitution. So, you know what? You've got to remember how the kind of reputation you have determines the kind of business you're going to have in the long run. So look for ways that you can build and grow a reputable business that's going to help you long-term have a steady business that's going to increase your business long-term. Because guess what? What good is it going to do him when the FBI comes after him for white-collar crime and he's got a whole lot of people that have gone on the internet and written about how they've been scammed out of their money? Well, the thing is, one thing I'm safe about is that I had processed the payment through my credit card. And so they refunded the money to me, and they contacted Digital River, and then Digital River got back to them and said, well, that I was supposed to get a link with a download. Well, I never paid for or requested a download. I was looking for advertising. And as it turned out, the guy couldn't do what he was promising. So you know what happened? I found all of this information on the internet, and the communication that I had with him, and how he turned it on me was trying to say how he was going to ruin my reputation. Well, what ended up happening was that's all going to the credit card company, and in the end, I will get restitution because there's just too much out there that has shown that this guy is not reputable and he's scamming people. So in a way, the reason I'm talking about this is to remind you that the best thing that you can do in the long run is to research someone and make sure that if you're dealing with them, they have a good reputation, because if they don't, then they're going to be getting your money that you can ill afford to pay out, and then you're going to be the one that is not complaining. But there are reputable people out there that can truly help you and have a product that they know how to sell, and they can help you sell it, and you can earn commission helping them sell their products. And you also have the option of looking at things like network marketing or relationship marketing. And I would just like to remind you that you can come back to my show next week, and we are going to be talking about different ways to create multiple streams of income and look for ways that can help you to grow your business and increase your income working from home, and look for options that can truly help you be an independent and help you find ways that can help you grow your business and help you